Robin, and we welcome you here on our call. It's a wonderful day for us to get up and say good morning to each one. We can say good morning. I know most of you did already to our Lord. This is the Master's Call, and we will be starting shortly. Well, what I'm going to do right now, because I know it's about that time, I'm going to ask if anybody else would like to state their name and where they're calling from before I go ahead and open us up in prayer. Feel free to do so now. Well, Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And your children, we are calling from all over the world. We say good morning to the King of Kings. Good morning to the Lord of Lords. And we thank you for giving us this opportunity to love on you another day and to love on each other. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, if it wasn't for you, we don't know where we would be. So we say glory to you in the highest. You are good to each one of us. And Lord, we thank you that as this call goes forward today, it will be clear. There will be no drop calls in the mighty name of Jesus. The message will come across so that each one of us will be able to hear it. We will receive it. It will be planted on good ground in the name of Jesus. Well, my name again is Minister Robin. I am here in New Jersey, and we are so glad that you joined us. I am going to turn the call over to our host. Are you there, Minister LaShawn?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, precious. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm just so excited that God has given us another chance to assemble and to fellowship and to praise his name. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And thank you so much, Minister Robin, for greeting and seating God's children with such Jesus joy and with such a powerful prayer. I touch and I agree and stand in agreement with you. And good morning to everybody from the north, the west, the south, and the east who've dialed in this morning and joining us as we have breakfast with the King. I want to say thank you to you all for saying yes to God and hearing what he has to say to you this morning. And the Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts. And I tell you, both of these women are so victorious in the Lord. Both of them are lovers of the Lord so much that they heard his call and they answered yes. And because of their yes, we are here this morning and every morning, Monday through Friday, at 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific, and all in between. And when God gave them this mandate for the call, he gave them a scripture reference for them to stand on. And it can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer and encourage you to keep your day in prayer, because when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And he also gave them a mission statement for them to have so that his children can stand and believe on that as well. And the mission statement is to enrich and enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. And when you hear this word, you are really going to be enhanced and enriched with God's mighty blessings and the word from the throne room. And directly following this call, we have a powerful call called the MMC call, which is hosted by the dynamic platinum president, Dorothy Cook. And I tell you, you just never, ever know who is going to be on the line and what you are going to learn on that call. So Artists International distributors and those who were ministered about Artists International, I encourage you after this call to dial 530 831-1300. Again, that is area code 530-881-1300. And the passcode for that is 539-598-pound. And if you're on this line, you say, now, wait a minute. What is Artists International, and what does that have to do with the Master's Call? I've come here to praise the Lord. Well, amen, hallelujah to you. That's exactly why we're talking about Artists International, because Artists International is a Christian-based health and wellness company. And when I say Christian-based, I don't mean that they mention God every now and then. I'm talking about they are a Christian-based health and wellness company that is sold out to the Lord, and their blessings show it. We have an ambassador. That's how serious they are about God. And they tell us God comes before any and everything with this company. So that's why we talk about Artists International. And there is the thread that really ties us all together. And that's why we really encourage you to get on an MMC call to support Artists International and the ministry that it has with health and wellness, as well as feeding children and other things. So if you are on this line and you don't know about Artists International, go back to the person that told you about this call. Go back to the thread on Facebook or Twitter and ask that person, can you please tell me a little bit more about Artists International? And they will gladly do so. So if you want to know more about this call in its entirety, or if you want to hear the messages that have been archived since the beginning of this call, if you want to know a little bit more about the anniversary celebration that we have for the entire month of October, go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will be able to hear every single message from the beginning of this call up until Friday. And if you need a prayer request, if you want someone to pray over you, or a family member, a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or if you just need intercession, if you want to become a host, if you would like to greet this call, or if God has given you a word and it is in your belly and it's time for it to come out, if it's time for you to deliver that word, we encourage you to email us at the Master's Morning Call @gmail.com. Again, that is the Master's Morning Call @gmail.com. Well, I have other announcements, but I'll give them to you at the end of the call. I'm about to move out the way for this mighty man of God to come on the line and bless us with the word from the throne room, straight from the Holy Ghost Press. And Pastor Charles resides in Portland, Oregon, with his wife of 27 years. That is a ministry in itself. And his beautiful wife, Minister Edna Kimmons, they had three lovely children, Samuel, Jasmine, and Krishaya. And he is an assistant pastor at Northeast Community Fellowship. He loves the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his mind. And he loves God's people just the same. And along with his wonderful family, they minister the gospel. He has a degree in theology, and him and his wife are both artist distributors, building an awesome team in the Portland, Oregon area. So without further ado, I'm move out the way so we can hear that say of the Lord and bring to you Pastor Charles. Are you there, sir?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, God bless each and every one of you this morning. I just want to give God some praise, and I just encourage each and every one of you from wherever you're at right now, you ought to just raise your hands right now and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy and his grace and his loving kindness. And I thank God for my Artists International family. I just really just appreciate God giving Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK the vision for this call. This call has been the call that has brought many of us together from coast to coast. And I just really just appreciate getting an extra hour of sleep. I'm on the West Coast here, so it's early in the morning. It's 5 o'clock in the morning here. And so I appreciate the extra hour of rest that the Lord has allowed us to have today. Anyway, yesterday morning, prior to going to service, my wife and I, we went out for a walk yesterday morning, and we got outside our house, and we decided to go in a different direction than we normally go. And as we walked, we prayed, and we just thank God for, just a lot of things that God give us that are big things, but we just have a tendency to take them as small things for us, being able to move our bodies, being able to breathe, and just being able to walk, and being able to praise God, and just being God's child. And as we were just walking, and as we were praying, and we were just walking and stuff. And as I said, we walked in a different direction. And as we walked past this house that I remember from my past. And then we walked by another house that I remember from my past. And we walked by a third house. And I just had to just say, thank you, Jesus. Because, God has delivered myself, and as well as many others on the line, God has delivered us from some tough places in life. And these places that I walked by, these were places that once upon a time before God had called me to the ministry, these were places where I used drugs at. But by the grace and mercy of God, it's been 18 plus years that I have not tested drug or alcohol. But, as I walked by these places and I thought about, and I looked at these places and I thought that, and I was just able just to praise God just for bringing us from where he had brought us from. And the word of God said that we overcome by the word of the Lord and by the blood of our testimony. And so, PMP Stanley, can you hear me? My phone has dropped. But can you hear me? But praise God.
We can hear you. Keep going.
Okay.
Good morning.
Praise God. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And as I think about my testimony, you have to be tested in order to have a testimony. Now, God has brought me out of some hard places in life. And as I look back from where God has brought me from and where God has placed me today, I just really just have to say, thank you, Jesus. God has placed me in a position where when my mother passed, I think about my mother, because if my mother was still living, she would be 95 tomorrow. And when my mother passed, it was Pastor Charles who did her eulogy. And when my dad passed, it was Pastor Charles who did his eulogy. Who would ever thought that God would bring someone like me to place in a position that he has placed me? All of us are ex-something. We used to be this, we used to be that, but it's by the grace of God. I mean, you ought to just look back on where God has brought you from and just raise your hand right now and just give God some praise. Give God some praise. And, and as I think about it, sometimes we run across those that are weak. And when we run across those that are weak, it's important that we encourage those, because the word of God tells us to encourage one another each and every day for as long as it's called today. And I thank God for prayer. I thank God for prayer, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes everything. Prayer changes things in your household. Prayer changes things at your job. Prayer changes things in your business. Prayer changes things in your family life. Because, family is family. In your family, you don't get to pick and choose your family. What you got is what you got. And in your family, you have all different types of people in your family, but just understand this, that you just have to just keep encouraging your family. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. It don't look right right now. But we just keep believing, and we keep believing, and we just keep just praising God for what he has in store for us, because he said, I have a plan. See, God has a plan. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He said, my ways are not your ways. Just as the heavens is higher than the earth, so is his thoughts higher than our thoughts. See, God will take the foolish things of this world to confound those that are wise. So TMC, family, I'd just like to just encourage each and every one to continue to lift that one up that is struggling. Continue to lift that one up that's not moving at the pace that you are moving at right now. Just keep that person in prayer. Just keep them before the Lord and know that God is able and God is willing. The word says, if any man or woman be in Christ, then he's a new creation. All things, all that old stuff has passed away, and all things has become new. Oh, I thank God for the newness today. I thank God for just everything that God has placed in our lives today. I just want to just give God just the honor and the praise. And, you know, the TMC family, I just thank God that God has just brought us all over, has brought us all together from all different corners of the earth to give him some praise, to give him some praise. Before you go out the house this morning, this is what we do on the TMC call. We give God some praise. We lift up the name that's above every name. We lift up the name of Jesus. We call out to God with a mighty voice. We look to the hill for which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. Because without God, you're like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. In just a moment, you would be a grease spot without God. But with God, I can do all things. With God, if I believe and not doubt, I can speak to whatever situation. His word tells us clearly to speak to that mountain, to speak to that problem, to speak and believe and not doubt. It tells us to believe and not doubt, and you shall have whatsoever you say. TLC family, what are we saying? What are we saying? Are we speaking the blessings? Are we speaking the curse? What are we saying? He tells us in his word to choose. Choose the blessing. Speak the blessing. Believe the blessing. Speak it and believe it, because our words are so important. This morning before we got on the call, some of us spoke it first. We spoke that we'll get on the TMC call. We spoke that out of our mouth first, and then our words followed what we spoke. And now here today, we're on the TMC call. So just be mindful of the things that we speak, and just know that God is just, he's in control. He wants us to encourage those that are weak in faith, because we ain't always had it all together. We ain't always lived where we live. We ain't always grow what we grow. We ain't always had the bank accounts that we had. But it's just by the grace of God. And just give seat out and remember that it was God, it was him that gave us the knowledge, the wisdom, and the strength to get this, to get what we have, and to be able to attain it, and to be able to share the goodness of Artists International to each and every individual that we come across. Because Artists International, it's a powerful company with some powerful products. And these powerful products are keeping people away from the physicians. I can testify myself, I have not seen a physician in quite some time. Praise God. But God gets the glory. He gets the glory, and I just thank God for this, each and every one of you. I'm just so excited this morning just to be amongst the living. I'm so excited to just to, you know, just to be a part of something that is fantastic, something that is moving, something that is changing lives. I'm just excited about that, because God, he wants us to prosper. He says in his words that he wants us to prosper and to be in good health. And I am excited about that. I am excited about that. I am excited that everywhere we go that we can be a living testimony of the power of God and what God can do if we keep our eyes focused on Him. And just remember the word says that all things are ready. In Romans 15:4, the Bible says that all things, for everything that was written in the past, was written to teach us, so that through endurance and encouragement of the Scripture, that we might have hope. And my prayer today is that someone may have hope today, that someone today may be encouraged today, that someone today realize that I can press on today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. I'll turn this call back over to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. What a mighty and powerful word. Thank you, mighty man of God, for being obedient to God's word and preaching what God wanted his people to hear. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for yet another day and another opportunity to live in your grace, Lord. We thank you, God, for all you have done for us for this day and the days before, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for changing our path when we need them to be changed, Lord. We all fall short to your glory, Lord. We all make mistakes, Father. We have all sinned. So we just thank you, God, that you have given us another chance and not hold us against us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving us an opportunity to keep our eyes on your prize, Lord. We thank you so much that you have given us an opportunity to have a mountain move in Monday to speak against all of those things that are against us, Lord, to speak to those mountains and use them as stepping stools so that we can continue to live in your grace, Lord. We thank you so much for Pastor Charles and his family, Lord. Thank you, God, for delivering him. Thank you, Lord, for removing the grips of addiction and replacing them with your mercy, Lord. Thank you so much for giving him an opportunity to take that path that he did yesterday, to be able to see where he has come from, Lord, and to be a blessing unto somebody else, Lord. We ask that you please refill him, Lord, as he has given so much of you, oh God. And we just thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and for Dr. PK, Lord. We thank you for them saying yes, because without them saying yes, we could not have heard this powerful testimony and to see where you brought your child from. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for 6 years of Artists International, for First Lady Gloria Tate, for Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and for Platinum President Martha Marie Preston, and for other Artists International distributors whose name may not have been mentioned, Lord. We thank you for the years, the days, the hours, and maybe for some the minutes they joined Artists International, Lord. We just thank you for such a rich, powerful company in you, God, not in the world, but of you, Father, for them always reminding those that God comes first, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blessings of Artists International has trickled down to all of us so we can be a blessing unto others, Lord. So thank you to Papa Diaz de Leon. Thank you for his beautiful wife and their family, Lord. We just bless them in Jesus' name. And we thank you for Joni, Lord. She is your mouthpiece in the marketplace, Lord. We thank you for her because not only does she praise you when things are good, she praises you when things are not so good. She praises you that when things in the natural eye doesn't look like it should be, she trusts your supernatural eye. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for Miss Jackie. And we know that the message that was given this day and every day has been a confirmation to her, Lord. We thank you so much for Corey that was given a sense that was more fair for him, Lord. And we thank you, God, that although it may seem like, well, why should we be grateful and thankful that he's doing a year and change in jail? Well, we know, Lord, that in the natural it may look like he's incarcerated, but in the supernatural we know that he is ministering to others that may not have gotten the word anywhere else. So we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that he will have an opportunity to be with his family. We thank you, Lord, that he's going to come out a man of your word, God. And we just thank you because when people scratch their head and wonder, well, wait a minute, why is he praising God? And why is he praising him in the meantime? Because we know what you did for Joseph. We know what you have done for others, Lord, that was in the pit and brought them to the palace. So we speak that right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for Ronnie. Thank you so much that she is faithful to you, God. We thank you, Lord, that she continues to minister the word and continues to tell people about Artists International. We thank you that Robert is doing much better. We thank you that Charlotte and Charles are doing better. And although there's a restoration needed for their household, Lord, we know that you are going to stand in the gap. We know that you are going to be the glue that binds that family together. We know that you are going to be the one, the mediator. We know that you're going to be the peacemaker. We know that you are going to be the guardian and the way maker, Lord. So we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you that right now that Vanessa White, that sister she has, we thank you, Lord, that you have touched it already and removed it. We know that you have already replaced it with your mercy, with your goodness, and given her a chance, oh God. We ask that you let her know that the products work. Let her know that listening to doctors' recommendations work. And we know that you're going to work it out all for the good because you're going to get the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we just thank you right now for blessing Miss Peggy. And although she may have been diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer, we know that you are going to be that mighty Surgeon General. We know that you are going to be the healer and deliverer with that situation, Lord. Breast cancer, you must bow down to the authority of Jesus right now in his name. And we know that right now, as that breast cancer tumor is going to shrink, she is going to be a walking, breathing, a living testimony of what God's work can do. And we just thank you that she came to Minister Robin and asked for prayer, Father. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you that your children know what to do in the need of prayer, God. And we ask that you please watch over Miss Marilyn Rivers as she is battling breast cancer. We know that her breast cancer situation, too, will bow down to the matchless name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you so much right now that she is faithful in your word. We thank you right now that she trusts in you, Lord. We thank you right now that she believes that she can be delivered and healed by you in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just thank you so much for the phone call we got this I got this morning before the call with James Cooper. He's about to go into the operating room, Lord. You know what's going to be in store for him. You know what the doctors are going to do because you are going to move through them. And we thank you, Lord, that the doctors are going to acknowledge that it is not them who did a miracle, but Father, it is you who performs a miracle. So we just speak right now in the name of Jesus that all will be well. And we thank you for the prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, we are just so excited in the Lord that you joined us this morning. And if you want to hear this message again, or if you want to share it with somebody, you can dial area code 712-432-1085, and the access code is the same, 957-677-pound. Spread the word. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. Tell a coworker. Tell somebody about this call. As a matter of fact, invite 3 to 5 friends to this call tomorrow so they can hear what God has to say to them. And directly after this call, don't forget, we are all hopping on to the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. You all have a victorious and wonderful day in the Lord. Greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy, and you go out there and serve and be a great minister in the marketplace, letting people know just how good God is on this mountain-moving Monday. Speak to those mountains and declare that they will now be your stepping stone. Pastor Charles, are you there to bring us a benediction?
Amen. Praise God. We stand in agreement with each and every prayer request that's been requested on this line. Father God, we just pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. So we just thank you, Father God, that we don't walk by sight, that we walk by faith, Father God. And we just pray as we speak to these mountains of cancer, as we speak to these mountains of incarceration, Father God, we just pray that all yokes and all chains be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we go out not doubting, but we go out believing you for the victory. In Jesus' name, we'll see you on the motivational call. God bless you. Goodbye.